Shower the people you love with love. Show them the way that you feel.
Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. That's a quote by Eleanor Roosevelt, and a powerful one. It hurts my heart to hear how many people talk about how they're not good enough. As a coach, hearing people say, well, I don't want to speak up because I don't want to look stupid, or I'd go for that job, but I'm not sure. And for others of us, it's the confidence to be vulnerable. To paraphrase Brené Brown, the confidence to show up and let ourselves be seen. In a recent interview with Dr. Paul Gilbert, the founder of compassion-based therapy, he said, we don't have to build confidence. We already have it. What we need to learn to do is to stop undermining the confidence we already have. We undermine our confidence by the messages we give ourselves, by how we talk about ourselves. So you can grow confidence. The brain is trainable. There's evidence over and over again where we can, by what we focus on, sculpt our brain. Dr. Gilbert said it this way, is the brain's like a garden, and if untended, anything will grow. It's a bit chaotic in there. So the more you focus on what you are growing, what you're paying attention to, the more you have a capacity to stop undermining your self-confidence. What he said is we have a highly evolved self-monitoring system. We need this to keep ourselves safe, to assess the landscape, to see if there's a saber-toothed tiger that's about to attack us, and what can we do to avoid a saber-toothed tiger tomorrow. And as we know from Dr. Rick Hansen's work, we have a negativity bias because of this. We have in our brains the tendency to focus on the negative, to hold on to the negative. It helped us stay safe, but in these days, most often, it also can help bring us down in confidence. So what Dr. Paul Gilbert said was pay attention first to the self-monitoring language. What are you telling yourself about yourself? Like I used to say, for example, that I was an awful writer, carrying a message that a college professor told me that I was an awful writer. Don't even try. And it's true, I'm not a talented writer. I can't, like my daughter or other friends, write this beautiful prose. My first drafts can be really ugly. But then I heard Parker Palmer, a well-known author, talk about working on a book, and he was working on his 19th draft. And I said, but you're a good writer. And he said, well, not at first. So what he said was, I have to keep polishing it, you know, using finer and finer sandpaper, as it were. And this reminded me of the work of Carol Dweck. She wrote a book called Mindsets, has a website, Mindsets Online, definitely worth going to. And what she, in studying success and failure, found that there is a mindset called the growth mindset that we can cultivate, where it's not about failure. It's just about, what can I learn from this? This is great. I can learn from this. And many of us struggle with what she calls the fixed mindset, which is, gee, if I'm not good now, I'll never get good. See what a loser I am? So the whole writing thing, hearing Parker Palmer, reading Carol Dweck, and now knowing our brains can be sculpted, made me more aware that I could cultivate a way of thinking, a way of talking to myself, particularly when I hit a wall, where I could say, okay, well, what can we learn from this? What will help us go forward in the direction of our dreams? Let me close with a quote by Mahatma Gandhi. Man, or woman, often becomes what he believes himself to be. If I keep on saying to myself that I cannot do a certain thing, it is possible that I may end up by really becoming incapable of doing it. On the contrary, if I have the belief that I can do it, I shall surely acquire the capacity to do it even if I may not have it all at the beginning, quote by Mahatma Gandhi. Confidence is there. What we each need to learn is how to stop undermining it.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, a leadership and life coach who runs a personal retreat center in Lutzen.